All right, so here's the deal. We've got this. I absolutely love this place. Vin is a restaurant. I'm sorry, it's not a restaurant. It's a liquor store. It's a wine store, actually, that is in Chicago on Clyburn. Or, wait, no.
Elston. Hold on. They're up on Elston. They're on, over there by about 18th and Elston, you know, there, 1826 North Elston Row.
This is how much I love the place. I'm getting everything wrong. But I've been there a number of, I know how to find it. That's the most important thing.
And they've got locations in Barrington and in Highland Park as well.
Well, Peter Schwarzbach is the proprietor there at Vin. And we asked him to come up because we're going to do Quarantino Vino for the next couple of weeks.
Oh,
for people who are stuck at home and they like wine. And wine is, you know, wine's a healthy drink, I think,
yeah,
I've been told.
Good. Yeah.
And so the if you want to, you know, maybe, you know, you open up a bottle of wine in the afternoon and you kind of, you know, dabble with it throughout the evening.
Sure.
And then it helps you sleep better. There's a lot of things. And you put up with the kids better. I can tell you that. When those kids start running around screaming, that's exactly what happens. All right. So Peter Schwarzbach is with us. And we asked him to find us inexpensive wines that are incredible values that people could buy by the case, because I know that's
got to go bulk. It's, whether it's toilet paper, you know, water,
yeah,
hand sanitizer,
exactly.
Or a nice Pinot Noir.
All right. So now Peter dropped off some stuff for me today so we could do this bit properly. And
nice move, Ro.
Yeah, thank you very much. I wasn't born yesterday. Okay. So now, Peter, you are suggesting that I try this Monastrell, which is coming from where is it coming from?
It's coming from Spain, from the southeast region of Spain. The town is Alicante.
Oh.
And the grape is Monastrell, also known as Mourvèdre, and it's $10, and it's just good. Have you popped it open yet?
Hold on, I'm doing this right now. Hold on.
Amazing.
Okay.
Oh there. Wow.
Oh yeah. That. You know what? That's going to leave a mark. Okay. Now.
Quarantine injury.
Hold on. I got it. Now, you know, the reason I came up with this idea of doing this because Lauren Lapka and her mom are always claiming that they know exactly how to find the best wine at the best price.
I love one of those people.
Just kidding, Lauren. I love you too.
Oh, gosh. Don't tell any of the family members. All of them, you know, would beat your butt if you said that you didn't love all of them.
Love all of the Lapkas. We do.
That's how that goes. All right. So I'm going to try this, Peter. We're going to see how this goes.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Now, this is I'm not going to do it like the fancy people do it, where they're with the air and the whole thing and they're spitting and all that. I really want to
sniff deep.
Okay.
Okay. How much is this bottle of wine?
$10, $9.99.
$10. I'm going to tell you right now, this is the Quarantino Vino winner.
I don't really care
what else is in that box right now. This is the winner. For $10, this is the best $10 bottle of glass of wine I've ever had in my life. Without question.
Yeah,
it's. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It's, I'm glad you like it. The Spanish reds are just some fantastic values. Land is really cheap out there. There's some great old vines. Labor's not too expensive, and they can do some pretty amazing things.
And Peter, that's just a beautiful region, right? I mean, we're talking about that Mediterranean climate. I think it's a port area as well. I'm pretty sure the actual where the grapes are being grown for this.
I'm sorry, which area?
The area where this comes from. The area in Spain.
It's a little bit inland.
Okay.
Inland, yeah. It's not too far away, but not right on the coast. But just gorgeous, and they've grown grapes there for ages, you know, for hundreds of years. And what they can do, but the lands aren't expensive. It's not like Napa Valley, where the land is a couple hundred thousand or $1 million an acre.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, that is a really good hack for wine, is Spanish wines are, I mean, you got to make sure that you like the grapes, because, you know, some of the grapes are a little more funky than others, but it's a great alternative to French. It's a great alternative to some of the American reds, for sure, because for all the reasons you just said. And there's also some great South American varietals, too, that are great, and South African.
Absolutely.
And you can get great deals. Yeah. All right, so that is the okay. I'm just telling you, that's the only one I have opened. But if people want to check out the selection at Vin, you can go online too, right, and take a look at what you've got.
Absolutely, we're at vinchicago.com, vinchicago.com, and right now we're only online. Our store is closed for its curbside delivery only right now to stay safe.
Oh, that's great. Actually, when he dropped it off, he ran away from me. This was a great moment. He pulls into the alley. He opens up his trunk. He puts this thing down. He gets in and he drives off like there's no tomorrow.
Peter's the opposite of all those.
For more.
Yeah. Well, I did look on the website before stopping by, and it mentioned something about germaphobe, I think, on there.
Yes. It's in his Wikipedia entry, Peter, and you are the opposite.
That's what I was looking. I was like, I better be very cautious here.
Peter's the opposite of all those terrible people who steal packages. He actually leaves the goods there for him.
Well, that was a very good thing. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, now on my third sip of this, I cannot believe how good this is.
I'm excited to try it.
It's called Tremenda.
It opens up with a little bit of air.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. It opens up. La Tremenda. It's a 2017 Monastrell. Right. Now, Quarantino Vino has started with a bang here. If you could just go to Vin, and it's vinchicago.com. Go there, vinchicago.com, and look this up. It's Tremenda, like tremendous, but Tremenda. Go look that up, and I'm telling you, for $9.99, you cannot go wrong. I think the cases should fly off the shelves right now, because this is it. For if you got, especially you got like more than one kid at home. Actually, one kid is worse than two kids, but three kids is worse than one kid. So that's
romance. Well, you might have some of the college kids home too, so you can. Oh. This is a bonding thing. You can pop out the La Tremenda and bond over the lovely wine.
The only reason that I'm doing this is I want to do something smarter than Lauren and her mom, and that is the that's right, exactly. God. That's exactly right.
I am impressed. I want to try this. The fact that there's a spicy twist added to the description of this wine, I have not. I can boldly say I've never found a good cheap wine that has a good spice to it.
Oh, that is awesome.
I'm very excited to try
that. Oh, it's amazing. It is amazing. We're gonna do this for all the Rokan Show parties. You know, God bless us if we have more of them coming up after this whole thing is over.
Lauren, you and I can Zoom and have the La Tremenda while Ro drinks with his fancy Hollywood friends.
Oh, I'll put him on the Zoom with you. Yeah. Oh, that's really something. All right. This is great. Peter, thank you so much for doing this for us. Really appreciate it. Peter Schwarzbach from Vin, vinchicago.com. Go there. There's amazing deals. And once the store reopens, this is the one thing I've always appreciated about you guys. These are not big stores. They're pretty small footprints, but they've got great wines, and you really can't go wrong. But everybody knows exactly what they're doing in there, and they take really good care of the customers. It's unlike the sort of the bigger places you get a sense. They get to know you before they actually get, you know, give you the wine selection, so they figure out your palate really easily. So it's really good. Really well done, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
All right. VinChicago.com. Peter Schwarzbach is the proprietor there. All right, Lauren. There you go. Tell your mom I outdid her.
Oh, okay. So won a challenge.
No, I'm scared. Okay, let's do this.
Good thing you're quarantined.
It's Vino. It's Quarantino Vino. That is the name of the new bit, and we'll be doing it every Friday. Thank you so much to VinChicago.com.